a little off track in their doctrine, but at least they're out there. How many of us are out there? People will seek us for our counseling.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Central Louisiana Juneteenth Association presents the 26th Annual Juneteenth Cultural and Heritage Celebration. Theme, Let's Do This Together. Starting Thursday, June 13th at 6:30 p.m. Downtown Rock, featuring Leon Shavers and the Zydeco Flames. Friday, June 14th, young ladies will compete in the Miss Juneteenth pageant starting at 7 p.m. at the Alexandria Downtown Convention Hall. It's free to the public. Saturday, June 15th, the annual Juneteenth Parade begins at 5 p.m. from Broadway Avenue to the Alexandria Amphitheater with live music from Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band. Monday, June 17th is Youth Day at the Downtown Convention Hall. Youth Etiquette, performing arts workshop from 3 to 5 p.m. and a quiz bowl at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, June 18th, let's go worship at the Second Evergreen Baptist Church with guest pastor Joe Gant of Shreveport. And Wednesday, June 19th, it's the Juneteenth Empowerment Summit at the Bolton Avenue Community Center. The 26th Annual Juneteenth Association, a week of celebration for the entire family.
The Juneteenth Association is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO.
Come on, clap your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer. Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com, or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God again today. You know I'm always excited coming to your house, your car, on your job, or wherever you may be. You know, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Listen, my friend, as you know, we launch, amen, our 30-day prayer challenge. Amen, praise the Lord. We came in Monday, amen, praise God, and we inform you, amen, that we're going to be starting 7 o'clock at 7 p.m., amen, tomorrow afternoon. We're going to open up live on Victory Christian Outreach Center Facebook page. There I'm going to be teaching, amen, for amen, on, amen, the perspectives of, amen, repentance, intercessory, and thanksgiving. So we're going to do this, but I'll give more, amen, information as we come live over our Facebook page. Again, that's at 7 p.m. tomorrow night on the Victory Christian Outreach Center Facebook page. Amen. We're excited about the numbers that we already have that has responded to our ad for our 30-day prayer challenge. Amen. Praise God. Today, praise God, we're going to Psalms, amen, 5, amen, verses 1, amen, through 5. Today, we're going to talk about prayer petition. Amen. Praise God. Prayer petition is what we're going to talk about in the book of Psalms. Amen. Division of Psalms 5. We find that the writer, David, is giving homage here as David, amen, being the chief musician. Amen. And is giving homage to him saying, as he prayed, and he says, Give ear to my word, O Lord, to my words, not just one word, but my words. I want you to hear all the words, Lord, Adonai, my King, my Master, amen. Consider my meditation. Consider my groanings. Consider my in-depth desires for to petition you for this breakthrough. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King. I'm broken. Oh, my God, for unto thee will I pray. Unto thee will I pray. I will not pray to any images. I will not pray to any statues. I will not pray to any other object. I must pray to you, Lord God. I want to get in the spirit where you are, because what I'm petitioning you for is a spiritual thing. I need spiritual help. And I know I'm talking to somebody today. You must find time to petition God. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important to have a real prayer life. David went on to say, my voice shall die here in the morning. I got up this morning and I start seeking you, because you relate to me and fellowship, and I have to talk to you. Because I realize by talking to you, you're going to make things more comfortable, more reachable, and more victorious in my life, in the surroundings of my life. The people I deal with, the things I face, I want to saturate them in prayer. I'm petitioning you early in the morning before I get started, because I don't want to be hiding as I go through the day. I don't want to be rejected from, amen, the areas that I'm walking in. I don't want to feel out of place, but I want your covering. I need your covering. I need your presence in the midst of me. So early this morning, before my day gets started, I'm not just going to wake up and say the alarm clock woke me. I'm going to give homage, because I need to pray before I leave here. Hey, glory to God. I need your protection. I'm petitioning you. I need your protection, God. He says to the Lord, he says, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Now, that word will look up, he meaning that I'm assured, I'm assurance. I have assurance. I'm convicted. I'm convenient. I'm submitted. I'm focused. I'm covered, because I petition you, not just one morning, but I made this, amen, a petition, amen, a covenant with you, that my life cannot start without a spiritual breakthrough, without talking to you. I'm petitioning you, amen, because I need, amen, praise the Lord, protection. What is prayer? Prayer is defined as a petition to God, a solemn request for help. An expression, amen, of things. Amen. I'm thanking God right now that I'm able to breathe. I'm praising him right now that not just to be able to breathe, praise God, but to know that I can have a relationship with my Creator, someone that created me in the inside. I can still talk to him after all the darkness, after all the dark places and the infestation of iniquity and the things that are going on in the world and all the lusts thereof and all the things that can take my mind and my spirit off in the presence of God, I have a prayer life in the midst of all this. Unlike Adam, God gave him everything, the first man that created. He was the king. He had everything. Unlike Adam, it wasn't enough to have everything and to just leave, amen, the tree that was desired of good and knowledge of good and evil. Praise the Lord. God told him not to, amen, touch. There are things in your life that you should not touch, that God has around you that will cause you to lose your relationship with God. If you don't pray about it, if you don't build a prayer petition, if you don't build a relationship with God, you will not know these things. He knew those things, but yet he chose his own way. And I'm telling you right now, some of us, we know we need to pray. We know we don't need to be involved with some of the things that we are involved in. We know we just floating through the church door. We know we're not like we need to be. We know we need God to give us a breakthrough. We know we need the Spirit to be, amen, impacting our lives. We know we need God to rearrange some things in our life, but yet we continue to allow ourselves to not spend time with God to get it right. So what Adam did, he went and he touched the wrong things. And I'm talking to somebody today. You've been praying, but you're still touching the wrong things. You've been praying, but you still don't have the faith to believe that what you have prayed for, that God is able to do it. But what happened in that moment when God remembered the relationship, the times, the early cool in the morning relationship, the fellowships that he had with him. When God moved in the cool of the morning, he comes seeking for him to be in that place. When you build a relationship with God and start petitioning God and you make that a memorial, God wants you to be in that place when he shows up. Somebody right now walked away from that petitioning place. You walked away from that memorial. You walked away from that sweet smelling savor. Amen. You walked away from that covenant of prayer. Amen. You start designing other things, and it separated you from you and God. And when God called him, he asked him to say, "Where are you, Adam? I don't feel you. I don't see you. I don't hear you. What is going on?" And people, we have to search ourselves to see if we are in that place with God. Why is prayer so important? It is powerful. It's communication with the heartbeat of God. It is a communication with the heartbeat of God. And if anybody need to pray, if anybody need to talk to God, we as a people need to talk to God. It is God who we need to relate to. Like we do on the internet, we relate to our friends and we react to what they're saying on Facebook. Amen. My space, their space, your space, whoever space it may be. But we spend more times on these digital gadgets than we do talking to God. The person on the other end can't make it right, but God can make it right. You need to build a prayer relationship with God. And the reason why things are out of control, because we do not acknowledge God's presence. I want you to listen at this, and I'm going to get ready to do something else. But the Bible is telling us in God's word. Amen. Praise God. God's word has the final authority for our lives. Jeremiah says, and I want you to understand something. Jeremiah says, the heart is deceitful above all things and is desperately wicked. But I believe that if we commune with God, God can make things right in your heart and cause you to make the right choices, that you will have a spiritual relationship with God. He says it's definitely, and man, it is deceitful and definitely wicked. Who can know it? And the, what's what God's word says, I, the Lord, searcheth the heart and the reins of your heart. God knows, amen. Even he give every man according to his own, amen, fruit of his doing. So whatever happens to you, amen, you allow that to come in. And you can't hold God responsible for it, because if you do not have that relationship of God's covering, then you allow things to come in your heart to keep you divided and separate from God. You allow things to come in to control you to suicide. You allow things to come in to control you to manipulation. You allow things to come in to plant you in poverty. You allow things to come in and tear down your household. You allow things to come in and drive you through the late midnight hours insane. You allow that because you won't build a prayer petition with God. If you pray, you're going to have victory. If you leave prayer out, you're going to have defeat. I'm going to the prayer line. I've got 15 minutes on the air to pray with you and to help you rebuild your prayer life, to help you get through what you're going through. If you want it, if you need prayer, if you said, I need to be restored in prayer, I used to pray, I used to intercede, I used to do all this. I want to touch and agree with you today and believe that God will restore the power of prayer back in your life. The power of prayer, amen, and the Spirit of God goes together. And somebody right now, you're in depression in your spirit. You're in depression in your house. You're in depression in your physical body. You're experiencing spiritual things that you know that you need prayer on. Amen, praise God. And the enemy won't let you open your mouth. But you need to learn how to open your mouth and go to that phone right now if you need prayer and dial that number, 484-2500, will get you in touch with prayer. I want to pray with you. I'm trying to build this thing. I'm trying to open up this airway. I'm trying to get back in the place myself over this airway with God people. And I need you to go pick up that phone. Amen, praise God. If you need me to touch and agree with you, amen, praise the Lord, that you need to restart, rebuild your prayer walk with God, I want to pray with you today. I want God to give you your heart desire. If you don't have a relationship with God, we want to pray over the airway that God would open that door and release you from whatever you're bound by right now. Amen. Because he knows your heart. I say God knows your heart. And if you dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500, we'll get you in touch with prayer. Now listen, my friend, while you're procrastinating, and I want you to listen at this word, but if you want to call in, you can call in. Prayer is a powerful thing because it moves God to action on your petition. And most people doesn't realize that you could pray and God will show up. But if you don't be prompt to do it, it'll never happen. Praise God. You got to know that prayer is what God wants you to do. You have to find time to pray. We must understand that petition means to make a presentation or a formal request, amen, to an authority being, which is God, with respect, amen, in his particular causes. And what I'm saying, God has a purpose for you to pray. Without prayer, the devil gonna come in. The enemy coming in like a flood on somebody right now. Your nerd bad, can't make the right decisions. You messed up. You make decisions. They backfire in your face. You need prayer. You sick in your body right now. You don't realize that it's spiritual. You need to go to that phone and dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. will get you in touch with prayer. You know, I know we like all this good, fancy stuff, but the Bible tells us that, amen, even when Adam and Eve had their calamity in the garden, amen, praise God. Go ahead, Carla, you're on air.
Good morning, Bishop Bill. How are you doing today?
I am blessed, and good morning to you, young lady. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. To live.
Hey.
Need a prayer.
How my girl doing? How my girl doing?
I'm doing. I mean, you know, the devil always trying to creep in, even though when you're fighting him. So I need that extra prayer from you.
Well, praise God. I appreciate your faith in God. And I've seen God do miraculous things in your situations. And I want you to know that he's working for you. And it's a process. And that's one thing I want you to understand. It's a process. Then there are times when God do things immediately. But some things God does a process. And he takes us away for us to trust him. And I'm going to tell you right now, because I don't have a lot of time on the air, but I'm going to tell you right now, trust the process. And in the process, you're going to feel some things. Oh, glory to God. Some things you may not feel that is up to your amenities. But in that process, God is working for a more better thing, because he's seen something that could have been worse. And sometimes he takes things and he allows us to feel them so that we can grow, not only grow up to it, but that we can know that it's God that's going to give us victory. And once God wipes our slate clean, nobody can hold us to that. And I'm going to pray for your covering. Lord, I pray for this woman covering. You know, and I know what she's facing. And we know it's spiritual. Because the devil can't have your seed. Huh, glory to God. God, from the womb, God promised, amen, praise the Lord, that he would do things, that we would pray, and we would turn from our ways and seek his face. He will heal the land. And I'm praying that your land be healed, and whatever administrated way that it needs to go, whatever God needs to do for you, I'm praying that angels walk in the door with you and that they sign your victory. And one thing I want to say, David says, in the morning I will seek you. Early in the morning. You start building that early in the morning. Start seeking God and petition him early in the morning. When everything else is out of the way, start petitioning him early in the morning. And guess what else he said? He says, at the end of the day, when I finish seeking you, God, when I leave out the house, and I'm paraphrasing this, he says, I'm going to hold my head up. Girl, walk with your head up in the air. Hey, thank you, Lord. Walk with your head up, because God got this. I say, God got it. And you know what he did for you through prayer already.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. God. And I want you to be healed about this. And I want you to be at peace in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you for calling to encourage me. You encourage me.
Thank
God for you. Amen. God bless. Amen. Listen, my friend, you can go to that phone and dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500, to get you in touch with prayer. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I know y'all sitting there listening, but I'm going to tell you something. Now, many of you that are out there, you know that, amen, I prayed with you before, that many things that God have done in your life, you're experiencing things that other folk have done in your life. Your testimony can help somebody else. You don't just have to just say, hey, look, I'm waiting for him to pray. You can call me and testify about something good, but make it short, praise the Lord, that somebody else may get healed. Somebody needs to hear that pride's working for you. Thank you, Lord God. Church, let's wake up. Let's wake up. Let's get these airways saturated. Let's let the devil know that we ain't going to be quiet. We ain't going to hold our peace. Amen. Praise God. We're going to let somebody else know that prayer do change things. And the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availing much. And if we don't open our mouth and pray for one another, we'll never be healed. I don't need, amen, praise the Lord, someone trying to hinder me. I need somebody to help me beat these demons we're fighting. Go ahead, Carla, you on air.
Well, praise the Lord, Bishop Veal.
Praise the Lord, Sister Mackey.
I got a testimony. It's been 11 years ago.
All right.
That I stood in the prayer line, and you and your wife anointed me with oil.
Okay.
Prayed for me, and went 3 or 4 days after that, hurting in my body, couldn't use the right hand, couldn't even feed myself. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God when I got to the ER, they said they didn't find anything wrong.
Uh-huh.
But when I saw my primary doctor that Saturday, he said, we're going to check your carotid artery. And the blood clot erupted in my carotid artery.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
And I've been going ever since, 11 years ago.
Oh, and I stood in the prayer line.
You know what?
I remember that. I remember that miracle God gave you. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
I just had to lean back because I felt something burst in me that I know God worked. I know he worked.
Yes, he
does. And I appreciate you encouraging the listening audience and encouraging me because you know what? We need people like you that go open their mouth and let the devil know that God is working.
Sit down on that testimony because 11 years ago, I couldn't use my right hand.
That's right.
To feed or brush my teeth.
That's right. God.
And it erupted.
Yes, Lord.
In the neck.
In the neck.
It didn't go all the way to the brain. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Look, I appreciate your testimony. May God bless you, and thank you for encouraging us today.
Praise God. Thank you.
All right, God bless.
Praise God. Thank you.
Listen, my friend, there are people out there that are sleeping like that 11 years ago. 11 years ago. The devil don't want you to open your mouth. But I'm telling you, if you ever believe this thing. See, look, church, God gave us spiritual gifts. And not only did he give us spiritual gifts, but he gave us power. I got 2 minutes. 2 minutes left. You better call if you're going to call. But God gave us spiritual gifts. He gave us gifts to operate. You know, we can lay hands on the sick. The sick going to recover. But let me tell you something. Praise God. Everybody doesn't operate. Amen. 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with prayer. You got to have a place where you're consecrating yourself in prayer for God to operate in the spirit realm. You don't just up and say, I'm going to go pray for somebody. You just up just to, no. Then you don't need everybody praying for you because a lot of people don't have your best interest. But when you see miraculous miracles taking place during prayer, strokes, people mouths straighten up in front of your face, people legs turned backwards and God straightened them out. Y'all think I'm hallucinating, if you want to call it, but I'm telling you how God works. How I've seen God do great things. I'm getting ready. I got 1 minute. I'm getting ready to get off this air, but listen. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, 30-minute, 30-day prayer challenge. We're going to be on Vicar Christian Outreach Center Facebook page. You can type that into your browser. Search Vicar Christian Outreach Center. Pop up, 7 o'clock. I'm going to be looking for you. I might not be able to call all y'all names, but thank God for the numbers we have already. I believe this is going to increase. I'm going to be more comfortable in teaching and getting more in depth. Amen. With line out items. God bless you. I'm Bishop David Veal Sr., 1015 Main Street, City of Colfax, Louisiana. I want Colfax to wake up. That Holy Ghost revival coming through to every drug dealer, every drug user, every pimp. Every whoremonger, every liar, oh my God. I'm ready. In Jesus' name, till next Wednesday, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana, 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-6000. 2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.